This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Parents and teachers expressed worry, even terror, about the prospect of schools reopening during a virtual Q&A with the Jefferson County School District Thursday. 4,000 people tuned into the Facebook live stream. Superintendent Jason Glass.
I wish that Jeffco Public Schools or that I could predict exactly how this fall is going to go. But the reality is that no one can. So we're compelled to prepare, to create options, and to be flexible.
School officials promise upgrades to ventilation systems, cooler classrooms to accommodate mask wearing, and more training for mental health providers. Families are currently choosing whether they want a remote or in-person option. Colorado will unveil a new housing assistance fund today with money from the federal coronavirus relief package. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
State lawmakers set aside $20 million federal dollars to help with people whose housing has been jeopardized by the pandemic. Most of that money will go directly to renters and homeowners who've lost their income and can't pay their bills. In limited cases, landlords can also apply for help for their tenants to avoid evictions. $350,000 will be set aside to pay for legal defense for poor people at risk of eviction. The state will reveal more details of both programs later today. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The governor's office says graffiti on the state capitol left after protests weeks ago will be cleaned up as quickly as possible. That's after a Republican lawmaker and others complained that broken windows and lights and damage to monuments still hasn't been cleaned up. The Colorado Symphony will host an outdoor concert series at Red Rocks over five nights in late July and early August. The Acoustic on the Rocks series will be the first performances at Red Rocks since the pandemic began. Ticket sales will be limited to allow for proper social distancing, and attendees must wear masks while moving throughout the venue. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.